from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Reciprocal trade with Canada, CARICOM examines what the islands have to offer. Why there's worry in union circles that teachers could head for more lucrative jobs in the US and Britain. And Mark Waugh criticized for snubbing an inquiry into match fixing.
It's a very selfish, narrow act by a very selfish, narrow cricketer.
I'm Ken Richards and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Cuba won't be participating in an April summit of the Americas in Canada, despite CARICOM disapproval of that exclusion. The issue was discussed at the CARICOM Canada summit in Jamaica on Friday, following which Canadian Prime Minister Jean Chrétien said Havana would not be invited to the April conference. Cuba, it's been explained, doesn't qualify because participating countries should have democratically elected governments. That issue aside, CARICOM heads believe the CARICOM Canada summit yielded positive results on the subject of trade, with a new proposed arrangement to replace the existing CARIBCAN agreement. Antiguan Prime Minister Lester Bird has been telling me why the move from CARIBCAN to a more up-to-date pact.
The recognition and realization is that under the new WTO ruling and the different dispensation now in globalization, that it's going to be difficult to retain a one-way trade. And since we want to get into the FTAA, that's the Free Trade of the Americas, CARICOM countries took the view